live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Heidi and Frank Show, live from 9 a.m. here on Thursday, August 15th, and we have a very special guest. Let's get him in here. Steve Lukather here from Toto. Performing at the Hollywood Bowl September 1st. For tickets, visit HollywoodBowl.com. He's been on the show before, a longtime friend. Hello, Steve. There's your chair, there's your headphones, there's Heidi. Good to see you. And your personal assistant, thank you for bringing her.
Evil man, I must be taking her on.
How are you guys? She had to drive you in today. You're a rock star. You didn't have a driver's license. It's not that bad.
I'm just old and lazy.
Yeah, we all are, Steve.
You know, how are you, girl?
I hear
that you are out in the real hot right now. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah, I mean, when it's nice, it's paradise. But it's not paradise June, July, and August. That's for sure.
No, it's
my phone doesn't ring from friends going, "Hey, we want to come see you. Come see us. Stare at the mountains.
Yeah, Palm Springs.
I don't get those calls right now, Steve.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
If you live in Palm Springs, it's a bad idea to put your penis against the cars that are parked on the street.
Yeah.
There's a warning signs everywhere.
You learn that quick.
There are those.
It's good
signs
to see you, man.
See you, man. It's been about, what, a year?
I know. It's been a long time.
Good to see you, man. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Nice to meet everybody.
I'm excited.
You're kicking off this tour in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Bowl.
Well, we've been on the road since January.
But I mean,
all
it's
over the place.
Really?
But yes, there's only
Los
two.
Angeles.
We've had a month
the upcoming
off.
Dates. Not really.
We just
kicking
got
up.
Back from Europe about a week and a half ago.
Oh, because when I saw the upcoming dates and I saw,
well, no, we're just coming down Palm Springs just to kind of shake the cobwebs off and have some fun down there. And we're
put your penises
Hollywood
on
Bowl.
A couple hot hoods and then head on down to
right.
Santiago,
exactly.
Chile.
Right.
No, seriously, you are basically bouncing around Central.
No, we're
Southern
playing.
America.
Yeah, we're playing the Hollywood Bowl on September 1st, which is the big deal for us. It's a bucket list gig.
It's one of the best places to see a show. It truly is.
It can
it's
be
one of the best
bucket list gig. What do you mean? You haven't?
Well,
played?
I played at the Hollywood Bowl with other people, but I've never done it.
We never
headlined it ourselves.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's
really
special.
Come on, the Beatles, the Stones, Hendrix. You know, yeah. All standing on.
I just assumed that you guys had.
Like I said, I played with other people.
As Toto, though. We've never played there.
No, this is a big deal.
That's kind of
very special. So it's going to be September 1st to HollywoodBowl.com for your tickets. Then you're heading off, like I said, through the South. As far as these cities, like as far as Mexico City, it's like, and it's like one of the largest populated countries or cities in the world. I mean, does everybody show up and it's this insanity?
Yeah, it's 85,000 people.
Oh, my God.
No, Steve.
It's an eclectic roster of people that are on the gig. I mean, McCartney, Green Day, us. I mean, we're the headliners, or more or less, the top two couple, and then there's a whole bunch of other local people.
And you played Mexico City
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I've just been there a couple times. I was there with Ringo earlier in the year, and then we did something outside of a festival earlier in the year. I like Mexico. Mexico's a groovy place.
Mm-hmm. And how about Rio?
I haven't been there in a while, but it's back down. So that's in the fall. We're doing that,
and that's where I think like the largest crowd ever accumulated for a concert. I think it was like Rod Stewart. It was on the beach. It was like 1.5 million.
Yeah,
something nuts.
I did one down there with Ringo. There's 100,000 people. That was a lot of fun.
100,000.
Yeah, I mean, when you're standing there and you're looking at the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just, it's its own living organism.
And they're just staring at you.
Are we talking about the same thing here?
Yes, it's its own living organism. We were talking about nicknames earlier because I guess people going back to school. In the band, you guys have nicknames for each other just based on stuff that you've done on the road. And it's like, oh, now that's your nickname the rest of the trip.
Like none of the guys call you Steve.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the cats, I mean, we go back. I mean, our bass player, John Pierce, and I, our mothers were pregnant on the same block.
Right.
Oh, same time, born like months apart. So we've known each other our whole lives.
But everybody calls you Luke, right?
Yeah, because there was always 100 Steves around. So it got a little annoying. Steve, five guys go, what?
You know? Yeah, yeah.
That happened sort of mostly in high school.
Right.
And it just sort of stuck. Easier to remember.
Because I was going to ask you about the keyboardist, Greg.
Mr. Fillinganes, yes.
But when you look at his name and you don't know his name is Fillinganes, it's like Filling Anus.
Oh.
Did you ever notice that when you read his name?
Now, oh my God. He now has a new.
That's what I was saying. I was like,
you hear that, my brother? You hear that? Filling anus. Greg, wow. Filling anus. Oh, boy.
Oh, Greg, we're so sorry.
I'm sorry, Greg.
Make sure you write that down. I don't forget that.
I thought.
I want to get t-shirts made. With his face. Just like that. And just filling anus right above it.
Some of your merch at the show.
Oh, yeah. So people will buy that shirt.
Oh,
your biggest selling shirt will be filling anus.
Now, he'll want all the money. We'll have to put Toto somewhere so I get it, so I get my big. Well, you know what I mean?
Toto's really small. Yeah. Just on the sleeve or something.
I need my taste.
Oh, my God. But yeah, you just put it on the back of the shirt. The front of the shirt's a blank, and you just.
You don't show him the back. You just show him the front picture of him. Like, we love you, Greg.
And I get my own shirt
on for a minute.
I can only get my own shirt this tour.
I like how you guys think.
Oh, my God. That's what we would do to each other.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Because you guys got to have it as a band.
So, did they tell you that I'm the LSD salesman? you rang?
Yes, hello? Now the big deal is that the microdosing mushrooms and stuff. You into that?
Am I into it?
Yeah.
No, you know, not at this particular time.
You want to?
I was really weird. I was walking down the street to my local deli, Art's Deli, and said, that's a shameless plug.
Studio City?
There was an actual store that sold mushrooms.
I know.
I'm going, how could this possibly be legal? I mean, what's going on here? Did I miss something when I was gone? Is there,
yeah, we legalized mushrooms.
Are shrooms legal now?
No, I don't think they're actually legal, right? As far as
a guy had a shop.
Right.
And he was giving out free samples on the street. That was,
it must be legal.
The best part.
Frank always
grandma,
has the chocolate.
Take one of these candies, Grandma.
Right, I have some mushrooms in my bag right now. Just in case Steve Lukather stops by.
Actually, I may be on mushrooms right now. You don't know that.
I know. I know. It's a thing to do. I mean,
I take the glasses off, the eyeballs come too.
But it's not just rock stars that are doing it, and the people who are in college having fun. It's like you get housewives who are like instead of drinking wine tonight, we're going to have girls' night where everybody's going to do a little microdosing of mushrooms and sit around watch Grey's Anatomy.
Well, okay, that's one way.
I mean,
I've never done them,
but I heard that it just makes you happy.
Oh, I have. Back in the day. Oh, I've taken way too many shrooms.
Yes, see, I've never done any of that.
Oh, that's pretty terrifying, actually.
The time that you took
it was
too
a million
many.
Years ago, but I do remember.
Do you remember? Obviously, it stuck with you. That you knew it was too many.
A bad
many.
Trip does have a tendency to stick with you.
What made it seem like it was too much?
It was just too much, man. This was my problem. This is why I don't drink or do drugs. My tolerance is such that I don't get high like everybody else does.
So
I'd always take
more
10
more.
Times as much.
That just gets expensive.
And we were on a trip once with some friends of mine, and I just couldn't get the buzz, man. And I was like drinking tequila with it and everything. And by the time I was done, I'd taken almost a full bag by myself, and then all of a sudden it kicked in.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I went, uh-oh. And apparently I was curled up in a little ball for like 6 hours begging for it to stop. That was the end of my mushroom.
Steve, your problem is you don't have patience. So
that's,
you need
well,
to take
patience
a little
is not a virtue in my family.
He wouldn't even get up mushrooms on pizza now.
And believe me,
so
ask
scary.
Anybody that knows me.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm better at it now.
You're better at it now?
I'm better at it now. 12 gummy bears a day, that'll do that to you. Keep you on the even.
Yeah,
that's as far as like the edible scale. That's what I'm into now. As far as the drinkables, having THC drinks.
Somebody gave me a like some sort of a soda that was infused, but I've never tried it.
Really?
Yeah,
I got you hooked up.
I have friends of mine that are no longer in this world that never lived to see.
Yeah.
Like that, there's more weed shops than Starbucks on every block.
One on every corner.
Yeah. Somebody's buying the stuff. There's little old ladies with a bag, smiling, coming out.
And now
I always thought there should be a cupcake store right next door to the dispensary.
The best entrepreneur ever was a Girl Scout cookie salesman. She was out there selling out in front of a dispensary, and she sold out in minutes.
Oh, see,
that's a smart businesswoman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, her parents are smart.
I got a
spot for you.
Yeah. So they wouldn't have to take him to work and sell him to their coworkers.
Yeah, you're not doing it out front of a Ralph supermarket.
Yeah, no.
Down
that's,
to the dispensary.
That's like sand to the beach. Man. You got to be a little more creative.
Exactly. Steve Lukather hanging out with us. Going to be playing at the Hollywood Bowl September 1st. HollywoodBowl.com for tickets. Do you have kids?
I have four. Thank you.
Four kids. Did you have to do that kind of thing? It's like, okay, they're selling Girl Scout cookies and the band has to buy them.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Yeah. I have two daughters. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're
selling magazines.
My oldest daughter is 39. My youngest daughter will be 17 next month.
Oh, wow.
And then I have two boys, one who's 37, one who's going to be 14.
Any musicians, Steve, in the family?
Yeah, my son is actually he's done really, really well.
Cool.
He's a guitar player, singer, songwriter, producer.
The apple doesn't fall far.
No, man, he's doing really well, right? I mean, his band, The Effect, opened for us in Europe just last night, and they killed him.
Ooh, let's hear some of that.
He's got a record coming out at the end of the year.
Hell yeah.
So it's really exciting. And he's been doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Like ever since he was a little boy?
Yeah, I dragged him in the studio when he was 12, you know, start playing on stuff, you know.
Were there certain kids you just knew didn't have it? Like, I'm not going to take you to the studio.
Yeah.
I used to take my older children because I had primary custody of them.
Oh.
And they used to come drag them to the studios all the time, sleep on the couch, play the stupid video games, hang out with them. And then my oldest daughter had a fixation on the band Hanson. You remember them?
Like, yeah, when they first came out.
This is 25 years ago.
Sure.
Was that Umbop?
Yeah, but they had so many more songs.
I think these guys are really talented because I met them later in life. But, I mean, when my daughter was like 12, she was convinced she was going to marry one of these dudes. And she knew that, like, I could have connections. So anytime they played some ride, to like call everybody I know. Hey, can you tighten me up? My kid wants to meet them. So, I mean, I used to
She ended up marrying the middle Hanson kid. Did.
No. I think those guys got married to the day they turned 18.
Yeah, they
and had 45 kids.
Yeah,
I mean, they're really lovely people. I mean, I really don't.
Yeah, Heidi's a huge fan. I didn't know them after Umbop.
I think they really could sing because I saw them later in life.
And talented musicians, Steve. Yeah.
You know, without the kitschy song, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they really got talented cats, man, and
they
nice people.
Do. Yeah.
So you got talented kids. Did you watch the Olympics at all? Did you get into that?
No, but I was in Paris like the day before they started. We didn't get to do it because we were traveling.
So you got to see all the prep that they were doing like around the Eiffel Tower.
What's all this traffic for? Can't get around.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of that. There was like stuff. Well, we had to drive all the way around the city to get to the hotel we were at because it was all the madness and all that.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't watch the Olympics much, but I heard a little bit about it.
Is there a sport that you think that you possibly, if you ever focused on it, you could medal?
What's the one where you smoke a bunch of weed and you take a broom with the ice?
Oh, yeah, that's curling.
That's curling. Winter Olympics, yeah. Steve. Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I'm like, I could be an Olympic curler. Yeah.
If Steve Lucas
is less strenuous than anything. Yeah. I have a bad, and my knee replaced, messed up rotator cuffs. You know,
I heard that Dr. Dre says that he's like serious about it. He thinks that the next Olympics, he wants to go into the archery. That he thinks that he could actually probably compete in that. So it turns out the A in NWA was archer.
Oh, who knew?
Or arrows.
Wow, man. You know,
archer.
I don't know if you've ever done that before, but it's hard to do.
It's really hard. I've done that too.
It's like any weapon or anything like that is hard to handle.
What was it? Gina Davis, the actress, was actually in the Olympics as one of the archers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't want to mess with her, man.
No, don't mess with her.
As you're running out the back door going, no!
Right, yeah. I saw Thelma and Louise.
Don't mess.
You know? There was one girl, too. I don't think she was an Olympian, but she had no arms. And she...
In archery?
Uh-huh.
She was a shot putter.
Yeah. Oh, she did the legs?
She shot...
I'm sorry. That just came out. I didn't mean for that. 7 second delay, please.
We're good, Steve. Don't worry about it. We're good.
That was an honest reaction.
Oh, yeah. No, Johnny, because
your face, the face that you made when you were doing it. I could go a million ways with that. Where that went.
VIPs can do.
Yeah. How do you? Why would you? Who would go like?
Up,
I'm not going
to
do it the normal way. I'm going to use my feet. I mean, who
she
would do that?
She used her feet and like her. She like pulled it back with.
Well,
her
she was
mouth.
In the Paralympics. She didn't have arms, Steve.
She had no arms.
She's born, but why?
Gina Davis, the actress.
No, Gina Davis has arms. It was a woman in the Paralympics. She
I didn't mention it was the Special Olympics.
It's not Special Olympics. It's the Paralympics.
Well, okay, whatever, man.
As well as
I have an autistic son, I can say that. A little boy, I love him.
We talked about it. We're all a little bit autistic in this room. For
yeah,
sure.
We're all in that. That's why it's a spectrum. We're all
that's
in there
why
somewhere.
The show works. You know, yeah, we're okay. All
exactly.
Yeah, but I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, no, all right.
But I didn't figure you were lying about that.
Now do you feel bad, don't you?
Oh my God.
He's a great kid, man. He's a beautiful son. My son. I love him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Gina, is he great? Yeah, so you have to ask Tina. She's my assistant.
If he was going to compete in the Olympics, what sport would he compete in?
My son?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, what is he really into?
He's into horses.
Ooh,
he goes riding once
equestrian, like horse jumping.
Yeah, he's a cool kid, man. He's just a little different, wired a little different.
That's fine. Different.
So he loves the horses.
So am I.
They were taken to a rodeo?
No, I haven't, but it's an interesting concept. And maybe he'd dig it.
Steve, did you see the armless horses? Johnny popped up the picture of the armless.
Right there.
Look at that. See?
Oh, my gosh, man. Well, I got to give it up there, man. Wow.
I know.
God bless.
If I was
insane.
Her, I'd just be like, well, that's one of the
things
I can't
do. Let's give her a hand.
Frank, that is just rude.
That's a 50. Given to charity, I might add.
You didn't even notice that you did it that time,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, you didn't notice. It slips out. It slips
out.
Steve
Lucas, they're hanging out.
There I am.
Here he is. Toto's going to be playing at the Hollywood Bowl September 1st. It's their first time, I guess, headlining the bowl, which I thought was strange. So it's a historical event. So definitely go get your tickets at HollywoodBowl.com. Of your South America, when you're finally, wrapping everything up, is there a city that you're looking forward to the most of hitting
it? It's been 17 years since we played there, but like I said, I've been there since then with Ringo. Mm-hmm. I'm going out with Ringo in September. We're going to be doing a month's worth of dates. I jump back and forth.
I see you're going. Do you change the lyrics at all depending on like the city that you're in or the country that you're in? It's like, God bless the rains in Argentina.
You don't know.
Well, I try not to think about that.
I didn't know if you were that far with it. Like, you really goes, you said Argentina!
No, I never thought of that. I mean, I don't, that song we recorded in 1981, I just want to.
I'm saying they'll probably want to hear that one.
Oh, no, yeah, we're going to have to play that. They tear the place apart.
They got a billion streams on that song, Africa, on Spotify.
2 billion now?
2.2 billion on Spotify alone. We're almost 4 billion on Spotify.
This was printed yesterday, and they already got a billion more streams on it.
So rich!
What'd you make, 40 cents?
No, man, see what the difference... No, see, that's... Let me straighten that out for you. I took over management of the band about eight-plus years ago. And one of the first things I did was make the incredible deal with them. They didn't know what they had. So I
it's about time.
30% more than we used to.
Hell yeah!
Hell yes!
So I would say we're amongst a very rare bunch of people that got in there and made the deal right because the record companies didn't know what it was yet. It was only weeks old. The whole digital thing was just like Apple was taking 30% off the top. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was like, dude. That's not fair to anybody.
Yeah.
Because by the time it gets to the artist and songwriter, you're in the negative as opposed to positive at all.
Good.
So, if you knew what was going on.
Nice. Good.
That's why I was serious when I said Steve is so rich.
And then they don't do that anymore. You get the deal, the same deal you get on your record deal is what you get on that. Mm-hmm. And the people that bitch about the streams and all, they don't get any streams, so they don't make any money. It's the same reason I made a record. Well, nobody bought it, so you didn't make any money. Mm. So, I mean, Spotify gets a bad rap on that. If you have a bad deal and no fans, then you're not going to make any money. Mm. I don't know what else to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
There's an education for you young musicians right there from Steve.
That's the truth, man. I mean, but it's really easy to blame. Oh, it's Spotify's fault. No, they're not.
Can you talk to our management?
What? No, there are bad things about it.
Can you talk to our management for us, please?
About streaming? There's bad things about it?
Well, the songwriting aspect of it is not getting paid properly, really, in my mind.
Oh, okay.
The statute for songwriters hasn't changed since 1901. It's like less than a penny. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
Yeah,
and they say that we make too much money. That's funny. The record
company. That's why you have to tour.
Record companies sell air, and they're bitching about. Those are the people you want to scream at.
Any chance that Toto's going to dip their toe in country music?
I could make a terrible joke right now.
Do it.
I have. I mean, I love country music. I mean, I really legitimately think, especially the old school stuff.
A lot of people are, though. A lot of people making like some crossovers or just going, hey, I'm going to leave whatever genre I've been in for
a while.
I
think I stay in my lane. You know, and at this point of the game, after damn near 50 years, I'm going to stay in my lane. Right. I have, as a session musician, I played on a lot of country records.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that about the band,
too. Kenny Rogers and Ronnie Millsap cut some of my songs and stuff, way back
cool.
in the day.
Yeah.
Ronnie Millsap.
You want to make a joke
while.
Right now, too,
no,
Frank? I know you do.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I
want to ask Steve if he's ever seen
about
Ronnie
your
Millsap's
sap?
Wife.
Haven't seen him in a while.
Oh.
Stop.
Go ahead, man. Bring it.
Ronnie Millsap. I haven't seen him in a while.
Okay, but I'm sure. Thank you very much. He's blind for those.
See, for those who don't know, he's blind.
Yeah.
Are you related to anybody else who's like in the music business?
Ronnie Millsap.
Are you really? Yeah. I heard Janet Jackson's related to Steve. Stevie Wonder.
He's doing a new album of the Who's greatest hits. You know, See Me, Feel Me.
That'd be kick ass. I'd buy that.
Yeah, would you?
You should produce that.
If you touch it long enough, you'll find some sap.
Oh, there it is. That's why he's right at home here with us. Steve,
I am, man.
You can come in here anytime you want. Is L.A. still home for you?
Yeah. I just live in the up in the hills.
Damn, why has it been a year since you've been in?
Because I've been working.
I guess so.
Yeah, plus, we got a reason to tell. Last time was for my charity gig, the Ed Asner Center. Which autism, which is, it's not, my son is actually autistic. So
yeah,
that's my favorite charity and the wonderful people, what they do, the whole situation.
Oh, the Asner families are.
Is that a great event?
It's a great event. Yeah. Well, we did that. That was a kind of a one-off at this point, but we'll probably do something down the line.
That's good again. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now Toto hasn't played L.A. since 2019, so...
So definitely
we
go
gotta,
out
we got a killing show. It's where we're going to play everybody's favorite songs, mm-hmm. and then some stuff that.
Is there a song that you just don't like that you like?
Nah, man, I'm not like that. I'm not a bitter old guy. I realize the gift I've been given. We've been given as a band, having this great catalog that somehow seems to have lasted this long.
It's a great catalog, but there's probably one song on there. It's like,
I'll put it to you this way. I wouldn't lay cross-legged naked in my living room playing Africa, you know, by myself. I mean, that's not going to happen.
But you really painted a good picture for me right there. I saw it happen.
Talk about a t-shirt
I was there
idea.
In your living room.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The drag about that is it's hard to stand up because everything sticks.
The shag.
Then my dog goes crazy, and it's an ugly sight. You really don't want to see that.
Frank, are we going to play the game with him that we've been playing all day?
What?
If he was a character from...
Go ahead, come on, bring it.
If he was a character from Wizard of Oz, who would he be?
Come on.
If he was a character from Wizard of Oz, who would he be?
The irony's not lost on me.
I know,
all
right?
Oh. I was going to say the wizard.
I'm the wizard?
It sounds like with that deal
what you
I'm the great and powerful Oz. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
What were you thinking? Thank you for coming in. Always a pleasure.
Steve,
always
a
fun. Steve Lukather. Toto's playing at the Hollywood Bowl.
Thanks, guys.
September 1st. Is that Labor Day weekend? Is that the end of Labor Day weekend?
Yes.
It
starts on August 31st.
That's
is Labor
Sunday.
Day weekend.
Well, I got to mention that our buddy Christopher Cross is opening the show.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we used to play on all of his records and stuff, so he's a good friend. And the Bowl suggested this. We thought, oh, that'd be great. So
yeah.
So he'll be there, too.
Absolutely. Johnny, you have to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, Johnny, this is your thing.
I love Christopher Cross.
You're going to love it.
I know, man.
The whole
he's a great
genre
dude.
Of yacht rock now.
Well, yeah, I think that was the yacht. The whole thing with that was just that's like my entire session career from 1976 to 1992. They call it that. And all we did was play the songs that were chucked in front of us and come up with punch. I mean, at least one of us played on every single one of those records. Where is the yacht for all me and my boys? We didn't get no royalties. Come on, where's the yacht?
That's right. Steve Lukather.
There's another t-shirt.
Where's the yacht?
You know what I mean? And I must, it's got to have a staff, too.
Right, yes.
And all costs covered. Which is anytime I want to fly my helicopter over to the yacht.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Steve, you're a businessman.
Get your tickets. HollywoodBowl.com.
Frank,
Steve Lukather.
Speaking of Hollywood
September
Bowl.
September 1st. See you there.
I'm getting word that we have a box of four tickets to give away to the Hollywood Bowl show.
See that? Box at the Hollywood Bowl.
Jeez, now I've just told all my friends that's impossible. Now you've blown my whole thing. They must have got it from the bowl, not me. Remember that, my friends who happen to be listening. I don't have anything, man.
Courtesy of the Hollywood Bowl. They're listening right now. They heard you on here. They want to offer it to our listeners.
Okay,
right now.
Well, come on, man.
His pockets are filled with tickets right now. Don't let him lie to you, his friends. They're falling out of his pockets.
No,
right
actually,
now.
The gig's selling really great.
They are
very excited
great.
About that. So a box seat's hard to get.
They are. Box
so,
seats.
You know, what do you got to do to win this?
Yeah, what should we do?
We'll call up right now and, I don't know, 818-955-2955.
If you can name Steve yourself. Exactly how many pubic hairs I have.
You know what, Steve? You know what I think? I think zero.
You can do that? Really?
I think you're fully shaved.
Yeah, wood floors going on down there.
I think you're hardwood floors. I think
I mean, I tidy it up, but you know,
okay,
I mean,
that's good.
You know,
yeah,
I wouldn't want somebody to put their eye out.
but they're coal black. This is not a
dark.
Oh, the calls are coming in. All right, I'll just let you pick a line, Steve. You got 10 lines.
I don't do that anymore. Thanks.
You want the thick line or the thin one?
A long, long time.
A long line, short one. All right, 1 through 10. Just give me one.
Six.
Six. Answer line six, Corey.
Sweet number
Corey,
six.
Corey, answer line six.
Steve Sexy.
Steve wants line six. And then there send them go. Through.
She's doing it.
Welcome. She's doing it. Here we go. Hello.
Hey.
That's you.
That's me. Nice.
What's your name?
Say hello to Steve Lukather.
Hey, man.
Steve, what's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
I guess you're getting some tickets to come see us play.
Fantastic. Oh, tickets. My God. That's awesome.
Box
that
seats,
just
baby.
Incredible.
Well, all right, man. I'm happy that you're happy.
So we're all happy.
Make sure you wear your filling anus t-shirt.
You have to. Please, just a one-off. You have to do it.
You got
to
make it. I'm
calling him as soon as I leave here. He's probably not. He's chasing his twin boys around the house, so he's probably not.
Well, I guess he's going to
get your cricket
show.
Out. Let's make him now. Yeah. Bring it into the show.
This is a good one. I needed a new riff, man. You got it. Right. Thank you very much for that.
You stay.
He's going to hate it.
Applause. Stay on hold. We'll hook you up with those Toto tickets for the Hollywood Bowl September 1st. HollywoodBowl.com for everybody else to get your tickets before they sell out, and they will. Steve Luga there.
Yep. Yeah.
You are a gem. Oh, my God. So are you.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.